Well, hello and good evening. Welcome to the Don Diva Coaching Talk Radio Coaching Evening Edition, Sunday's Best. We will start the evening off with a dynamic coaching hot topic of the day regarding simple ways to get present. Now, part of being present is being here in the here and now. And what we need to do is start off with exercises on being present and to be there in the here and now. So what we're going to do is take 10 breaths. This is a simple exercise to center yourself and connect with your environment. Practice it throughout the day, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts and feelings. Now remember this, we were talking about our other things such as expansion and learning how to get hooked into your mind and into your thoughts, and also connecting the dots, and then also vitality versus suffering, and as well as we were talking about problems and values, and we were also talking about your life compass. In that, part of that is being present. So with this exercise, we're going to learn how to take 10 breaths. So first, take 10 slow, deep breaths. Focus on breathing out as slowly as possible until the lungs are completely empty, and then allow them to refill themselves. 2. Notice the sensations of your lungs emptying. Then notice them refilling. Notice your rib cage rising and falling. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your shoulders. 3. See if you can let your thoughts come and go as if they're just passing cars, driving outside your home, expanding your awareness, simultaneously noticing your breathing and your body. That's 4. Then look around the room and notice what you can see, hear, smell, touch, and feel. That is part of being present in the here and now. Because in the time of COVID or other such pandemics, epidemics, we find ourselves kind of wrapped up into a level of upset, uproar, or other things that are becoming habitual or non-conducive to our being present, to our present-day happiness, our inner light, our abundance mindset. It serves as a distraction, so you have to drop the anchor or the anvil, and you have to get to that point where you drop the heavy weight or the actual nuisance or the habitual things that cause you to have that downfall, that upset, that uproar, that out of order feeling of non-light, you know, the disruptive, as I said, non-conducive things that don't bring out the best in you. It brings out the stress in you. And that could be what have you, a bad relationship, abusive relationship, provoking gaslighting relationship, or it could be a non-conducive business relationship or acquaintance. Or it can be those things that are environmental, or it could be all of the above. And at that point, you have to figure out what's causing you to be distracted or be at the point of last dance and take the last dance with the devil, and then remove that non-conducive demonic spirit or non-light that keeps you down and upset or frustrated or not in the levels of being present. So we're going to practice dropping the anchor or the anvil or that heavy weight, that destructive demonic weight. This is another simple exercise to center yourself and connect with the world around you. Practice it throughout the day, especially anytime you find yourself burning, getting caught up in your thoughts and feelings. And those are those negative, non-conducive feelings, those gaslighting, those provoking, those levels of deep torture or torment. You know, that could be mental, physical, emotional, and sometimes dealing with demonic things that poison your spirit or poison your environment or poison your mindset that keep you from being present. Those not conducive, out of order, what I would say, trifling spirits, those low vibrational, non-functional, just things that need to flatline, things that do not breathe life into you. That includes business acquaintances. Those could be narcissistic acquaintances, sociopathic acquaintances, or heavy acquaintances that don't breathe life into you, don't bring out the best in you, that bring out the stress in you. And that can include business acquaintances, relationship, marriages that are ending, or relationships that have long since expired. And usually you have to drop the anvil or that heavy weight or those non-conducive things that collectively bring you down and cause you to not be present. So you should catch those T's. So one, plant your feet into the floor. Then push them down. Notice the floor beneath you supporting you. That should let you know that you got your feet planted and that energy should be coming up from the floor. If it's negative, poisonous energy, get rid of it. Breathe in, breathe out. Notice the muscle tension in your legs as you push your feet down. So you're basically stomping the devil out, or, you know, the devil in a blue dress or a red dress. You know, it could be one or the other. Either way, neither one of them are conducive and they poison your spirit or your mental. So notice your entire body and feeling of gravity flowing through your head, spine, legs, into your feet. Notice that burning sensation going through you. And most of the time, you'll have to say, devil, get up off me. Or you'll say, be present, be mindful. Have that emotional inner light, that abundance mindset to go and focus through the torture, the provoking, the gaslighting. And usually when you think of that, you think of a bad mate or non-conducive mate or a deadly mate or a dead heavyweight or a non-conducive centered circle, an eternal circle of people who are not your tribe. And you have to think of that when you're going and planting your feet in the ground, because sometimes your tribe, it constitutes as your vibe. And if your tribe is poisonous to you or poisonous to your mental or poisonous to your being present, then you get rid of that tribe. You go into an eternal circle of abundance and light and I am mindset. And if those that are in that light that are what I call a non-conducive fake light or not conducive to your abundance mindset or your I am mindset, you turn out that light. You remove that fraud of a light, you know, that destined for failure type of light, and you remove them out of your internal circle of that. So while you're planting your feet on the ground and that gravity is flowing through you, your inner light should be an abundance mindset, an eternal circle mindset, a mark of a all-seeing eye mindset. And then that you should have your feet planted in the ground no matter what you're going through. So you'll get rid of that heavy weight. Because at that point, it's keeping you nowhere near your illuminated light where you should be at. So at that point, you should turn that heavy weight out, drop that anvil, drop that anchor, and say the last dance. And at that point, you wouldn't dance with the devil. You would get rid of that devil in a red dress. Red lipstick, or out of order, or those trifling things that would keep you not present. And it would be best for you to turn out that light and screw in a light that is giving you that emotional bond, that mental, that physical, that inner planted feet on the ground and walking in your ordered steps and guiding your tongue, illuminating that light that's within and near and dear to your heart. So in that, now look around you and notice what you see and hear around you. Notice what you're doing and what energy you feel around you. So in that, you'll notice five things. This is yet another simple exercise to center yourself and engage with your environment. Practice throughout the day, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts or feelings. One, pause for a moment. Two, look around and notice five things you can see. Three, listen carefully and notice five things that you can hear. Four, notice five things that you can feel in contact with your body. For example, watch against your wrist, your trousers, against your legs, or the air on your face, or the air that you breathe. Make sure that air is not poisonous or not poisoning your spirit. Because, again, as I was shedding light, there are poisonous spirits, demonic spirits that can filter around you. And you want to make sure your air is pure. You want it to be pure and good light and order locked into a elevated, illuminated light, not a poisonous spirit that's poisoning your inner circle, that emotional, that physical, that in your heart, your mental. So with that, you have to, at that point, have a spirit of discernment. Finally, do all of the above simultaneously. And in that, we have walked through a session of simple ways to be present. And then the next session, what we'll talk about is informed mindful practices. So with that, you have to think of, like I said, the effects of stress and what it does to the body. And think about the things that are stressful to you and what causes you to have those stress. And as I was alluding to that, when you have stressful entities or acquaintances, environment, and things like that, you have to make sure that those things aren't poisoning what you're trying to do or where you're trying to go. And in that, we'll talk about simple things that work out for anyone who is trying to go into balance and self-care, and the power of no and letting go. Because for most of us, letting go is not easy to do. It is something that we hold on to and we don't become present. And then you have to remember to build that bridge and then find a way to love your weaknesses, but at the same token, find a way to self-discovery and gratitude. And in that, we always think about gratitude as a small thing, but gratitude helps you being present. And with that, think to yourself while we're having Sunday fun day and we're thinking of ways to be present. So gratitude is one. How was my day? What you should do is put your day, month, and year. Think, how was my day? Score for my day as I start this journal of how I've been and being present. This is your initial gut feeling score from +5 to -5 that represents how your day went at first glance. Because in being present, you need to be aware of how you're feeling throughout your day. So you need to be looking at your progresses and then your successes for the day. Three things that you've had a success and made progress with, essential, and then what you've lowered your standards and things that you find until you do those three things. In that, either you lowered or heightened your standards in doing that. Then you need to find a place to pat yourself on the back. What did you do today that required courage? What positive choice did you make consistent with those who you want to become or those that you admire or you look up to? For example, I have a few people that I do look up to. And in that, I found things that I like to mirror that they do. Not that I want to take their whole thing from them, but I mirror what they do and make something of my own. And then I own those different things in my progresses and successes. So I number 1 through 3. And then that, I'm like, okay, yeah. So I made my list of things that I needed to do. I went through my to-do list. I took time for myself. And then I also gave myself a mental head check. I was present today. I was present in needing self-care. So I did that. So those are the things that you pat yourself on the back. So we're going, yay, I did that, you know? Then you think to yourself, what have I learned? What did you learn about yourself today? What inspired you? What inspired you to go forth, get up, get out, and do something? Don't let the world pass you by. Then you think of your goals and intentions. What actions, thoughts, or steps did you take today that move you towards your goals and intentions? Then think about this. What, if anything, triggered me today? In that, we have people who like us to not be present because that removes us from healing or moving forward or growing and going forth in our eternal circle, our abundance mindset, our I am mindset, right? So then there, what do I need to be kinder to myself about? Because we are our own worst enemy. Sometimes our inner critter, that critter brain that comes along, and we talked about the gremlin that sits in our brain and we feed it some water and that gremlin grows. It's kind of like, remember that show, Gremlins, and you poured water on Strike and then he multiplied, or you did that to the Mugwai and he seemed to multiply. You had the good ones and you had the bad ones. You don't want the bad gremlins to get in your head like Strike and you start going and have that critter brain. So with that, where could you have been kinder to yourself and therefore happier and more productive? And in gratitude and appreciation, three things you are grateful for, appreciated today. Essential. Like, if you lowered your standards until you find things to genuinely appreciate, it doesn't matter if it's the air you breathe, if it's becoming better, more flowy, and less poisonous, or if it you have people that you set the standards and boundaries with, and they're adhering to those boundaries. Another thing would be your familial, or outside of that, your relationship. Have you made leaps and bounds in your relationship goals? Or if you don't have a relationship, or if you're onboarding a new relationship, have you found ways to go and onboard that person into your gratitude and your being present? Then look after you. What did I do today just for me? And in that just for me, did you make sure you took care of yourself? Did you feed yourself? Did you drink enough water? Did you balance your diet? Did you even have some fun food? Did you have Sunday fun day Sunday? Like a real Sunday, like with all the good toppings, all the good eats while you're going through COVID or any other type of epidemic, pandemic, or some kind of emergency? Did you take care of yourself? You have to do that. Then at that, A or B, how's my day? The score for my day as I complete this is +5, that represents your day, how it went for you, and you reviewed your day with a more positive mindset, or negative. Did you do it more negative? And then what is the difference in your scores from start to finish? And then on the end point of this, what else do I want to make note of here? Anything else you may want to record down, things you noticed or you reflected, things you may want to do differently tomorrow. And in that, you have been present. So we've taken a whole session about being present and also being grateful and gratitude. And that's part of the mantra of I am. And then on top of that, the paradigms of coaching also center around that so that you understand the abundance mindset, the emotional mindset for well-being, and also being present. Even if you're in a natural disaster like we're all going through COVID right now, and as a coach, it affects even the best of us. So we all have to be present, mindful, and have the eternal circle, that all-seeing eye, that abundance mindset, and emotionally there, mentally there, physically there, and in our environmental present. And then in mindfulness, mindfulness matters at this point. So with that, I'm going to take you out of here with some good, easy listening music, and then we're going to close out this session and being present. Next time we'll go over mindfulness. In each session, you should be able to each one, reach one, teach one, but teach yourself how to go and be present and mindful in the moment, but also self-care. So self-care Sunday is all about you and not just about I. But at the end of the day, it's an all-seeing eternal circle, mindful, I am mindset, motivated, get up, get out, do something, even if it's for yourself. It starts with you and then goes outward. Have a nice day.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.